At this 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, we're visiting with Kent Boggs. Kent, of course, Executive Secretary of the Oklahoma FFA Association. Long time involved with the sheep division here at OYE. And, of course, you've done that with, I guess, with the Tulsa Show as well down through the years, Kent. We've kind of been joking here. You've been kind of saying, well, this is my last one of these various things, that the kind of the things that you do, the kind of you line these things up and you take it one bite at a time. But you've decided to go ahead and move on with your life a little bit after FFA and after ag education here, middle of this year. How do you feel as far as the overall, as you look back over your career? You feel pretty satisfied?
Yeah, I feel I'm at a good point in my life. I felt like I'd always know when the time was right to retire, and I taught high school ag 7 years, loved every minute of that, and had a chance to go to the state office and work on the leadership side of FFA. I've done that for 33 years, so I'm going to retire with 40 years of service and still not quite be 62 years old, so I feel really good about that. And I'm going out feeling good and ready to move on to that next chapter in my life.
One of the things that you do, obviously, that you've done over the years, you've had a chance to work with a lot of our ag educators across the state on an ongoing basis as they put together their FFA programs at their local schools. You're a former ag educator, ag teacher yourself. How's it changed from when you were teaching to today?
Oh, wow. Pretty significantly, I would say. I think the one thing that surprised me the most in FFA since I was teaching in the early 80s to today is just the leadership side of FFA, the way the kids have really gravitated to that. All of our camps and conferences, our convention, all those things just sell out. We sell tickets to those things, and we have a hard time keeping up with having enough spots for FFA members that want to be involved in the leadership side of FFA. That's great news. You know, I mean, I'm very proud of that and glad that the kids want to be involved in and learn more about leadership. But that's probably the area that I've seen the most growth.
Seems that we have had a real desire by our students, and as you mentioned, the growth is very evident, that FFA more than ever before has meant that you can be better as an individual, as a leader, if you go and are involved with the blue and gold.
A lot of growth opportunities for young people. And one of the real pleasures that I've had in my job over the years is to be able to work with the state officer team. That, you know, they're kind of the elite of FFA. They've come up through the program, and so I get to work with that very top end, those 8 state officers, and just to see the growth in them. And from being a senior in high school and watching them grow and be the role models for the younger members, and that's just been a really super effort.
And down through the years, it seems like from time to time we come up with those national award winners, those national officers, those national stars of America. It seems like we've had a lot of recognition come out of Oklahoma as things have been organized at the state office level.
That is true, and you know, that's not surprising to me, because you and I are sitting here right now at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Our people in Oklahoma, and particularly in FFA and 4-H, are very competitive. Always have been. We want to win. And we've always done extremely well in the livestock show end of things. And we would go to national convention, and our teams would do kind of good. And our proficiency awards, we would place 1 or 2. And there just came a point where we decided at the state level to take that a little more serious, try to be a little more competitive at the national level. We put some things in place to make those things happen. Our teachers responded. And today, you know, we're the 4th largest FFA membership state. And when we go to compete at nationals, we're always right up in the top end of whatever we're competing in. We should be, with that many members, to be 27,000 members and be the 4th largest. We should be well represented at national, and we are.
And as you mentioned, you've got those special relationships with those state officer teams from down through the years, and you've seen a lot of those young men and young ladies achieve some incredible things.
I've had a little over 400 state officers since I've been doing this job, and I have a picture of all of the teams up on my wall in my office. And I know, Ron, where most of those young people are today, what they're doing. I still have a relationship with lots of them, and that's been, you know, that's something I'll always treasure.
When you think about some of these, you know, various events that you've been able to organize and help grow over the years, it seems like you mentioned the leadership events, but we've also seen things like this Youth Expo just continue to grow and grow and grow. There's just so much hunger to get involved with the ag education side of FFA.
Exactly. The Expo is just a great example. You know, I get asked a lot at the national level, why does Oklahoma have a small populous state have such a large FFA presence? Why do we have the fourth largest membership when we're really a small populous state? And I have to say, you know, the livestock shows, the kids, of our teachers and our kids have always loved that. That has been a huge part of our program. More so than other states don't have that type of, a lot of them don't have that participation in the livestock showing like we do. And it's what got me involved in FFA. What I love to do was showing sheep, that got me involved. And so today, even today, and maybe even, I don't know if more so today, but just as much today as when I was in it, the livestock show part of it is still big in Oklahoma, and it's still a reason why we have the membership that we have that other states don't have.
I guess what a lot of families have made that financial commitment to help that young person achieve the opportunity to be at whether it's the local show, the district show, or the state show here at OYE.
You know, and the other good thing about that is it's just what a great way for young people to learn about agriculture. You know, I think that in other states where they don't have a livestock show program like we have here, I would think teachers would have to work a little harder to just to be able to show the hands-on side of agriculture like we do. But these young people, where they take these animals, either they raise them themselves or they get them when they're really young and have to take care of them just like you would a child, and they have to raise them up and teach them how to show and take them to all these events, they learn a lot about agriculture, and that's really key.
What do you think as you leave, what do you think the direction is for the ag education program or FFA? Obviously, we've had our challenges with the educators from outside kind of saying, well, we don't push people towards STEM, and ag education is old school. But it seems like, at least in Oklahoma, we've been able to at least hang on pretty tough.
Ron, even though we've been in a real financial funk in our state over the last 4 or 5 years and no new money in education and that sort of thing, we added 3 brand new ag programs just this year in schools that had never had ag ed and FFA. And so, and if we had money from the legislature, we could grow ag ed and FFA. We have requests to add more new programs, and we have requests to add additional teachers to programs that are already in existence. So that just tells me that somebody out there still thinks we're doing really good things with our kids and with our young people, and they like what they see. And because ag ed and FFA is growing, and the potential for it to continue to grow is definitely there.
Coming back around to where you started, I guess it's all about, first of all, finding folks and young people that want to be ag education teachers.
That's probably our number one nemesis right now, is that we don't have enough certified ag teachers. And I understand in all of education we're short on teachers, but we are short on ag ed and FFA teachers. We have about 130 alternative certified ag teachers in the state of Oklahoma right now. Out of about 450 teachers, there's 130 of them that have alternative certification. So that's, and we're glad that we have them, because we would be shutting down ag ed programs if we didn't have those teachers. So we're glad that we have them. But that is, and not only in Oklahoma, nationally, there's a big shortage of ag teachers.
Yeah. End of the day, as you wrap up, as you do those last things for the last time, and you head on out, you know, head on out the road and start figuring out what you want to do. I know you're thinking that, well, I don't want to plan anything for a while, because you've planned so much. What, you know, give me a couple of maybe your fondest memories.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell everybody that they ask me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you retire? And I always say, you know, I've spent my whole professional career being a meeting planner as the FFA executive secretary. So why would I want to plan my retirement? I just kind of want to chill out a little bit and just, you know, I think the good Lord will have a direction for me. I'm just confident of that. But I don't have any big plans. I just feel I'm at the right spot at the right time. My health is good, and I just want to just see what that next chapter is going to be.
Any memories? Anything just sticks out?
Oh, I don't know. My fondest memories are just the relationships I've had with people, particularly with the state staff people that I've been able to work with in ag education, and then those state officers that Ron, you and I talked about earlier. I mean, just here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, they've only had three executive directors of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and two of those three were former state FFA officers, and one of them ran for office but was not elected. So just all those relationships and just seeing the connection of how these young people are all involved in lots of facets of life in Oklahoma, and just to think about being a little part of that, being a little part of their life, that's where the pleasure comes from.